the dispute settlement body of the World Trade Organization will hold arbitration meetings in Geneva next month to consider Canada and Mexico's proposed retaliatory tariffs against the United States in the country of origin labeling dispute. Canadian Cattlemen's Association Director of Government Relations John Maswell says they intend to maintain their claim of $3 billion in damages.
We've made our submission there, I guess, a few weeks ago, and the U.S. put in its criticism of our submission there last week. We'll have our rebuttal into that in a few days from now. Then I think there's some written questions, and then we'll be physically in front of the panel around mid-September. So it's going to be a lot happening between now and then to prepare for that.
Maswell says the only remedy to the problem with COOL is total repeal, which the House has already approved, as opposed to a voluntary program being considered in the Senate.
In our minds, we can still see the very real possibility that it will continue to be segregation. As far as we're concerned, that's not good enough. And if they pass that, then we will proceed with the retaliation and put tariffs on U.S. exports.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Philip Ellis agrees that repeal is the only answer.
I have been involved in this issue for a long years, and I have seen now the disruption it does in the market. You know, I believed years ago it was a great idea, but it now disrupts the market. They segregate cattle at the border. It violates North American Free Trade Agreement. WTO has ruled on that four times, and now Canada and Mexico are preparing retaliation. And when they do those tariffs, 100% tariffs on beef, it's going to disrupt our beef trade. So what I'm telling folks is if we get clear to retaliation, they can kind of work their budgets down maybe $100 a calf because it's going to disrupt the market possibly this fall. So the answer is repeal. Let's repeal, start over, work on voluntary programs. And if we do pass repeal, it's in the Senate now. The House passed overwhelmingly a repeal legislation. If the Senate would pass it, then Canada and Mexico, our trading partners, who we do over $1 billion each with in trade, will drop their WTO action.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.